She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, the design of this segment specifically is to do something, one thing a week for you that will give you some degree of mastery of being a better parent. And that's why we call it the Parenting Express. And that's why I'm very thankful to have the longtime parenting reporter for New York One, Shelley Goldberg, now as a contributor on these topics, because she's reported on a lot of these things, seen a lot of these things over the years. And Shelley, it's a very obviously contentious political day. Everybody I've talked to so far, we've weighed in on, an attorney general being held in contempt and Jerry Nadler, posing in his hostile posture as to what he's expecting and so forth. And, when kids see some of this, or maybe they hear it being discussed at the dinner table or at other times, there may be a lot of confusion. So you've decided to help us today figure out how to communicate all of that. What motivated you to bring it to our attention today?
Well, like you, Kevin, I'm watching these hearings, and the news is no longer, simple. It's so complicated. I mean, you literally have to do a lot of critical thinking. You have to have a knowledge of history, of emotional intelligence. You have to have great detective skills, brainwashing skills. It's exhausting. It's exhausting for me, so it has to be exhausting for teens and kids in middle school.
Sure.
And I also think, and I think, Kevin, that when kids watch this, they become worried and anxious because it's like watching your parents fighting. That's what I think it feels like to kids. It's an ongoing argument.
And sometimes it is your parents fighting, because if your parents don't agree politically, if they're of two different stripes, it can turn into actual fighting within the household.
That's right. That's right. And dating, by the way, I hear a lot of people who are dating that political lines are drawn in the sand before people even go out on the first date. So shame on our lawmakers, by the way, that there's this total disregard for families and children and the way they talk. It's all so disrespectful. So what can all of us do? I think the first thing is to know that current events have to be, and politics really have to be, discussed with older children on a regular basis. For kids under 7, just turn off the radio, turn off the TV, just keep it away from them. It's not, let them go out and play and, with build blocks, Legos. But for older kids, it's certainly something you want to be talking about all the time. So what can Kevin do? I think the first thing that, Kevin, you can do with your children is put things in context. Simplify. Mm. Give them the big, broad strokes. 2, talk about behavior. Mm-hmm. Because so much of this is appropriateness of behavior and lack of civility. And I would ask your kids to weigh in and, does this bother you? What do you think about all of this? And I also think, Kevin, it's a great opportunity to talk about the power of language, the power of words, the power of labels, how we use language to distort, lie, belittle, persuade. This is a teaching opportunity at its best. So I would do this on a regular basis and really dissect it with older children. Then where you want to go is, what can kids do to improve the situation? How can they take some action? How can they get involved? So some suggestions might be letters to lawmakers. Join an organization that reflects your values, your views. Maybe it's a McCullough family newspaper, a weekly review of the news. I mean, I think that might go over very well in your house, especially with Jonathan. Who's,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, James is he's become a and I do this in a moderate amount. I don't let him do it often, but he loves to watch what he calls Fox News Alert. That's because whenever I have Fox on, they always go Fox News Alert and flash it across the screen. And he thinks that's the name of the whole channel. And he has a natural curiosity and he's asking questions. And I try to I think the simplification tip is really good, Shelley, because I don't think that they can handle much detail at that stage, at 9 years of age. But they are generally interested in knowing what the direction of things are going. So what does this mean, Dad, if, you know, President Trump gets reelected, or what, you know, what does this mean if this congressman said this, or so I try to give kind of that big picture, kind of overarching, sweeping kind of thing without getting into the nitty gritty, because, you know, he's got the rest of his life to turn on Kevin McCullough Radio and listen to the daily details and the minutia of everything. At this stage of life, I just want him to, I guess, know what's age appropriate and be able to intelligently, you know, hold an opinion about it.
Okay, so I love the simplifying for you, especially for you, because he's nine. And also make sure, Kevin, that you give kids a chance to share their opinions. And
absolutely.
There are going to be times when they differ from yours. But before we jump in and correct them and say, no, how could you possibly think that Trump, you know, thinks this, or Jerry Nadler thinks this? Give them an opportunity to just vent and express what they're seeing and how they're feeling.
Yeah.
And I think the last thing is, because it's overload, it's information overload, is you have to make sure to take spiritual care of yourself and your family, which means you have to make sure that to balance out all the news, there are times you just turn off the radio, turn off the TV, and get a lot of physical activity. Get out there, enjoy the fresh air, and just walk away.
Yeah, no, that's well said.
You just have to walk away.
Sometimes for the whole weekend. Sometimes from Saturday, from Friday night all the way to Monday morning. Just turn it all off. Great stuff, Shelley, as always. And I think that's been very helpful for a lot of people today. It's Shelley Goldberg, The Parenting Express. You want to get any of Shelley's parenting tips, we've got them all stored for you in the Kevin McCullough podcast page at SoundCloud.com, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Shelley, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, more breaking news as it happens, and my final thoughts still ahead. Don't go away.